kung fu kick you in the dick. Old man Wade ain't nothing to fuck with. Old man Wade might stomp a cunt quick. Don't call old man Wade a punk bitch, cause he'll kung fu kick you in the dick.
Congratulations, old man Wade, for you are victorious by way of swift kick to the dick.
And welcome to the Old Man Wade Show. I am your host, the God of Stuff, the Lord of Laughter, the man who needs a shave because he has no hair on the top of his head, but for some reason, God gives us hair on the sides, Old Man Wade, and I'm sitting here with the genius of justifications, Just Greg.
What's up?
And to his right, we have the CEO of Panda Care, the happy, the locked, Miss Panda.
All that?
All that.
Hey.
So I'm actually getting in the habit of not saying dreads.
Good. Because they're not dreads, they're locks.
And explain that again, why?
Because there's nothing dreadful about them. It was the colonizers who called them dread.
Why did they call them dread?
Because they thought they looked dreadful.
Okay. I think I remember hearing Lavelle talk about that, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I forgot. Miss Panda here is a morning person, so she's, like, bounced off the wall.
Not so much today, but, yeah. Typically, I am.
And Greg's got his Maria energy going on.
Are y'all sick?
I'm not.
I was sick a couple of weeks ago.
No, same here. Yeah, same here.
I'm
fine now.
No, I'm good now. Like, it's been 2 weeks. It's like, it's funny. No, 3 weeks. Like, Lavelle got sick. Then I got sick.
Oh, was something. And then going Greg on got sick. Lavelle and Greg? It's a whole 3 weeks.
We weren't even around each other.
It was that one day when y'all came over here to go.
Yeah, but there was other people that I was around that was getting sick too.
Oh.
Before y'all need that, to drink so your like, ginger and lemon tea every day, and you won't have to deal with this.
My aunt, yo, I swear to you, and this is going to sound...
It's true.
This is going to sound completely conspiracy theory, so I'm just going to get it out there. I swear to you, I never get sick until I get the flu shot. And like,
that's why I don't get it.
I have to, my job.
Oh, I don't get it.
I have to. Like, I really don't have an option because like, if I happen to get sick and I happen to walk around someone who's got like a compromised immune system... Then it could like fuck them up.
Drink your ginger and lemon. It's better than the flu shot.
I don't want the flu shot, but if I want the job,
I'm telling you, it's better than the flu shot.
And I agree with you.
Put some cayenne pepper in it, bro. You're good.
But I have to. No. I have to take the flu shot. It's either that or don't get the job.
Tell them you took it and you didn't.
Oh yeah, because you know, working where I work at, they don't have any idea whether or not. Did you get it? Of course I did.
Tell them you went to your own little doctor.
Oh man, but it's funny, like I literally never I never get it. And this is the first year I've gotten it in like almost a decade. It's the first time I got sick. But so.
What was your worst symptom?
I wasn't a cough. I wasn't achy. It was I was mostly it was more like weak and congested.
I had a really severe sore throat.
And I had that too.
It for like a week and a half.
Nah, mine only lasted like a few days.
I had to go and get antibiotics to get.
Was
get
it strep?
It wasn't. I thought it was strep, but it wasn't.
Telling you, drink your ginger and lemon tea.
I don't drink that dirty water.
You get the ginger, you get the lemon, you put some hot water over it, or you can boil the two together and then drink the water. I'm telling you. Okay. Don't say I didn't tell you.
It's funny. I actually have ginger in the refrigerator, and I meant to grab it yesterday. I love ginger soda. Like I fucking love
it. I keep ginger in my house. Ginger and lemon is a staple in my house at all times.
You're also, I'm about to say, you're also like super. Would you call yourself super holistic?
No, I'm trying to be, but I'm not there yet.
Yeah, but you're
still got some work to do.
Yeah. I mean, you're trying, you're getting there, so I dig it, but it's me personally, like I hate taking pills. I have to take my crazy pills, so you know what I mean? I have to.
The only time I find myself taking a pill is when I have a migraine and I take Excedrin. So I just try not to get to that level of piscosity that I need to take something.
Yeah.
So less stress, no headaches.
Yeah, I don't think. Have you ever seen Sin City?
No.
So Greg will get this joke, and the people who have heard it will take that. There's a scene with dude Marv. He has to go see a psychiatrist for his pills because otherwise, he hallucinates, I think, right? And he goes crazy. So every time I take my pills, like every night, I go, you know, take your pills. Everything will be okay.
crazy.
Yes, exactly that.
No pun intended.
Oh, it may not have been intended, but it was there. Oh, man. So before we get into this, I want to talk about a hero that I thought was great. So you guys know what Planned Parenthood is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Planned Parenthood?
Yeah.
You also know that Planned Parenthood isn't just for abortions.
Yes, it's a clinic.
So a clinic for women who can, they can get birth control. Yeah. Mammograms.
Pap smears,
all that.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, some people go, oh, it's an abortion place, and they're sucking up babies and catapulting them across the river or some shit like that. Because, yeah, it's nothing like that. So, I found this thing, in this story, and I couldn't wait to actually talk about it. Meet Mary Namer, a badass woman who single-handedly broke up a Planned Parenthood protest by chanting words, yeast infection.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. Over the last few weeks, Mary had seen a woman holding a sign that read, abortion kills children, outside a Planned Parenthood building near her office. Mary said she is a supporter of Planned Parenthood, the nonprofit organization that provides reproductive health and family planning support in the U.S., and intentionally because it helped her personally over the years. When she was 20 years old, the clinic treated her for UTIs and yeast infections. They also provided her with her first birth control pills. Planned Parenthood is a vital resource for so many people, she told BuzzFeed News. Sorry, I'm just waking up, people. We have to look beyond the pro-life, pro-choice debate and recognize the organization is out there to help provide some of the most important care, to our sensitive medical needs. So apparently, while all this was going on, Mary approached the anti-Planned Parenthood protesters yelling, yeast infections and holding a sign. The protesters kept their children away from the yeasty cries, so I kept moving closer, she joked. Initially, they had spread down the sidewalks on both sides of the street, but after yelling and some kicks on my part, they held it together and eventually left.
Good stuff.
So, shout out to her, because that was fucking great. Fuck those people. Like, why can't people just let people live?
Because that's too much work. Somebody gotta be minding somebody's business.
I never got that. Greg, you listen to Joe Biden's podcast last week? The one that came on Saturday?
Yep.
So I bring it up because I stopped after that dude Verb was talking. Like, oh, you eat chicken, so you don't know what you're talking about. And blah, 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 blah. It's affecting your brain. I'm like, dog, shut up. I don't care. And I just moved on.
Why is that?
Because it's like, I don't mind. Like, Falconry's thinking about going vegan. Like, it may be healthier for her. With everything going on with them, I'm like, all right, cool. And if she does that, fine, I'm all for that. But to tell someone that they don't know what they're talking about because they eat meat is really pretentious and really douchey.
I mean, I guess he was trying to call him out for being, like, contradictory, but...
No, not that part. When they were having a conversation about, like, rap, and he goes, well, your mind doesn't really work right because you eat chicken and smoke cigarettes. It's like... dog shit.
Everything is bad for us, though.
Yep.
Pretty much everything.
Everything
we're
is.
We're all picking our poison right now.
Even
right?
Healthy food. Too much of it is bad for you.
Yeah, if you eat vegetables all day, you'll probably die from not getting enough protein or some shit.
Or you'll probably have diarrhea for the rest of your life.
That's way too much fiber.
It is.
You can only eat so much fruit, otherwise you're taking in too much sugar.
Yep. You need a balance of everything.
You need a balance of everything, the nutrients, vitamins, and all this other stuff. As long as you're getting a balanced diet, you're good. And some exercise, you're good.
Yeah.
You don't even need like supplements, the pills and stuff. They help, but as long as you have a balanced diet, you don't even need to take supplements unless you have a doctor tell you that you have a deficiency somewhere with like vitamin D or calcium or something like that. Just saying.
Anybody here have a vitamin D deficiency?
I do.
For different reasons, I'm sure.
He says I'm not getting enough sun.
And I'm just not getting enough vitamin D.
Oh god! It's funny. I
would be the name of it.
I am. It's actually going to be called vitamin D deficiencies.
I agree. I like that.
Oh god, y'all are fucking yellow wild right now. Oh man. So yeah, that's what I had, and I had to bring that up because it was kind of annoying. And people were just like, "Oh, whatever." Like, dog, like it's like the same people like when you see the folks who are preaching on the side of the corner, which is fine. But like, if I'm like, no, thank you, that should be the end of it.
Yeah, don't be pushy.
If you push a pamphlet in my face, I'm gonna take it and I'm gonna throw it.
Oh, stop it!
So I don't know if I told the story on the show before, but it was one day when me and Greg were living together. It was like the Labor Day and Memorial Day, and the phone rang. The doorbell rang, and I'm like, "Oh, it must be somebody for Greg." So I didn't bother getting up, but then it kept ringing, and I text Greg. I'm like, "Yo, are you home?" He goes, "Nah." And I'm like, "All right." So I got up. And mind you, they were ringing the doorbell for like 5 minutes.
Jehovah's Witness.
Yes. Jesus. On a fucking holiday.
They don't care. They don't celebrate holidays.
But dog, after 5 minutes,
leave.
Like, yo, and it was funny.
They must have saw like a curtain move or something.
But I was way in the back.
I know. Your room was in the back.
So I'm sitting. So I go up there and I go, I'm like, no, maybe someone's in trouble. I'm like, hey, can I help you? Like, oh, have you? It's like, I'm like, are you kidding me right now? And I went off. And normally I don't do this. But I was like, yo, are you kidding me right now? It was like, it's 8 o'clock in the morning on a holiday. You woke me up for this shit? The fuck is wrong with you? And Maria heard me, was just like, Mark, I'm like, no, fuck these people. And she was like, Mark, close the fucking door. And I slammed the door in their face. And I'm normally not that mad, but it was like, just being that inconsiderate early in the morning on a fucking holiday, kiss my entire ass.
Oh, that's a lot of kissing.
All right, we're going to take a break and be right back. Fuck you.
Fuck your old.
And we are back on the Old Man Wade Show. Hey, don't forget to follow me on Twitter and Instagram. Old Man Wade Com. That's OldManWadeCom. Did I spell that right? Yes. Okay. the Old Man Wade Show on Facebook. Amanda, what are your handles?
I don't know, because I had to get new ones, so I can't think of them off the top of my head right now.
What do you have to get new ones?
Somebody hacked my accounts.
Really?
Yeah.
You didn't even know when you got like a random friend request from a man? You were like, what the fuck is this?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, I sent you a new friend request.
When?
Recently. We're new friends on Facebook and Instagram. Someone took the SIM card out my phone and reset all my stuff and then closed up my accounts. All of them.
Yeah, so
they stole your phone
and took the SIM card? No, I was asleep, and they took the SIM card out of my phone, put it in theirs, and reset all my stuff.
Someone that you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
And this person shot me an IM one morning.
You and like six other of my friends try to snoop and pry and get information, which
didn't work. Is this someone that you were dating?
Yeah.
Wow.
And so, like,
and ended up backfiring because the information that they were looking for wasn't
there
because
you ain't doing anything.
Wasn't even legit.
Like, I get this message from Amanda on Instagram, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm on my tour.
From Amanda, with quotes.
Yeah.
Amanda.
Amanda. Yeah. This is from Amanda. So, and I'm sitting there talking to him, I'm like, oh my God, this sounds like I'm listening. But then little things just didn't start to make sense because it was like names that I'd never heard of before. And then one name was someone like you never talked to. And I was like, this sounds weird. I asked something and then the messages stopped. And I was like,
yeah. And we talk all the time. So the next day he texts me, he's like, can I give you my opinion on the whole situation? And I'm like, I thought he knew what had happened. And I was like, yeah, go ahead. And he's like, so I feel like da 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 da. And I'm like, what? What are you talking about? And he's like, from the message you sent me last night. I didn't send you no message last night. What are you talking about? Come to find out, people will block, all kind of stuff. I'm like, I didn't block you. And I had to tell everybody what had happened. And they was just like, are you fucking kidding me?
Why would he do that?
Because he's a bitch-ass nigga. That's why.
Insecurities.
Don't trigger me, please.
I'm not triggering you, but that's some bitch-ass nigga shit, though. Like, to go in there and steal someone's...
Calling people through Snapchat. People thought I was calling them at 2:30 in the morning, and they were like, are you okay? And then they come to find out they were talking to this person. I'm like, I would never call anybody at 2:30 in the morning, because one, I don't like talking on the phone, and if something is wrong with me at 2:30 in the morning, I need to call the police, because you can't help me!
So here's my thing with insecurity, right? when, first of all,
stupid idiot!
For me, insecurity, up until now, at where I'm at in my life right now, insecurity is a deal breaker for me. Because I dealt with it quite a bit.
Yeah.
In the past few years, on the receiving end, not on my end. There's nothing insecure about me. Well, healthy. I have a, like, everybody has a healthy level of insecurity.
Right. Right.
You know, that's what I have, but past that threshold, no.
I get it.
But it's a deal breaker for me, and it's just hell to deal with.
It is.
And based on, like, stuff that I've seen, heard, been through, and even read about online, like, you know, trying to figure out the psychology of it and everything, I found that people who are insecure in that fashion about, you know, cheating, infidelity, and all this other stuff, they're on either side of the spectrum. They're either like that because they've been traumatized, they've been hurt, they've been betrayed, cheated on, all this other stuff.
Or they're the one being the cheater, the other side, betraying, so they think you're doing it too.
Yeah.
And that's where that was at.
And it's just like people who are habitual liars. We all know someone who's an habitual liar.
Yes.
How many times have we confronted them about lying and they instantly got upset?
Oh, what do you mean?
Or they're always questioning you about something that you said in total truth, but because they lie so much, they don't know who to believe.
Right.
Yeah.
It's the same exact thing.
So I'll speak on the opposite side of that as being a incredibly insecure man. Like, you know what I mean? When me and my wife first started dating. Like, anybody who's been in a relationship with me on any level, whether it be romantic or friendship, they know I am super insecure. And it's also, it's gotten to the point now, not so much now. Now I can recognize when I'm being a certain way, and I can take a step back and come back and apologize. Like, I remember we had a conversation recently, Greg, mm-hmm. and I took something way too serious. Because I was just in my own space, in my own head. And I was, like, I was fucked up. Like, you know what I mean? But this had nothing to do with Greg at all. Like, you know what I mean? And so I had to go back and go, hey, Greg, sorry. This had nothing to do with you. I'm just, like, you know what I mean? And I think there's, and like, Greg might hit me up and be like, hey, blah, blah, blah. And I, like, you know, I didn't mean to offend you. I'm like, nah, it had nothing to do with you, dog. This was all me. Like, you know what I mean? I almost ruined my marriage when me and Maria were dating because of my insecurities. Because I couldn't get over myself. You know what I mean? Thankfully, I've never been, like, skeezy, you know what I mean? Like, I wasn't, like, going through her phone or checking her emails and shit like that. But I was so unsure of myself as a man, like, you know, what I could provide for her, that it almost ruined her, like, our relationship. Like, you know what I mean? Hell, it literally almost cost me my life. You know what I mean? So, it sucks. And I'm not speaking up for people who are insecure. I'm just saying I've been there. But you have to get over that shit. Because if you don't, you can ruin your life.
Yes.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, you don't, and it's one of those things at the end of it, like, you don't realize what you have until it's gone. And you don't want to be in that position where you're like, fuck, I had a good one. Or fuck, I could have did all these amazing things if I could just get over myself. If I could just trust the person that I was with. You know what I mean? I was lucky enough to have someone who could see past that. Like, you know what I mean? But again, because I wasn't doing stupid shit like stealing SIM cards out of people's fucking phones.
So what was the source of that? Did you just feel like you weren't good enough for her, or what was it?
That was a big part of it. I would say that was a big part of it, but a lot of it was also years of therapy. Like, you find out mm-hmm. a lot about yourself
mm-hmm.
when you go sit and talk to someone and you can be completely honest with them. Like, you start looking at things like your past, without getting too deep into it, like, the situation I had with my parents,
mm-hmm.
like, you know what I mean? And, like, people telling you, like, and it's funny when you hear something a couple of times when you're, like, when you're in a weird space, even if you have 1,000 people rooting for you, for some reason, 5 people telling you it won't happen, if they're close to you, those are the 5 things you'll remember. What's the Lupe line? All you see is all my feats. All I see is all my flaws. You know what I mean? So, excuse me. So it's just like little things like that that can really like be cancerous to like any relationship. You know what I mean? Especially if you're not one to talk about them and get these things out in the open. So like I've had insecurities like from everything that I do. Like,
did you compare a lot?
No, I didn't do that. Okay. One of the things Valkyrie's never done is she's never actually like compared me to anybody else unless it was something good. You know what I mean? Like her fiance died and she'll see a lot of like similarities, but she's never been like, you're not like him. And then it like
he be used
like
to do this for me, but exactly. Look what you're doing. Like, you know what I mean? You comparing your that's toxic anyway.
No, it's funny. It was never really a comparison thing to other men. It was just me looking at myself and going, "Am I good enough for this? Am I good? Am I doing enough here? Am I doing enough there? Why am I not doing this? Why am I not doing that?" And a lot of things that I was talking about were just really, really stupid things. It was like, "Well, why am I not making $100,000 so my wife can go back to school and doesn't have to work?" Right. Like, shit like that. Like, because of my level of education, I can't make $100,000, like, without the certain training and things that I, in the drive that I have had for things, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Now, maybe I have a different drive, I have a different way of going about things, but I'm also, again, in a different space. This podcast I'm doing now, I couldn't have done, like, by myself, shit, 5 years ago. Like, you know what I mean? So, but it's just like you kind of learn to deal with it. But I also think a lot of insecurities, like you get over them by talking, admitting when you feel a certain way, being in touch with you. Like I'm an emotional person, but it was weird when you couldn't talk about, I couldn't really talk about my emotions to my parents. Like crying wasn't really something I could do. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like I can cry, Maria. I can cry around y'all. Like, you know what I mean? I'm not sure if either one of you guys have seen me cry, but like you guys know that I can be emotional. Like, you know what I mean? It's not just anger or happiness. Like, I can be sad. But I can be vulnerable around you. So, you know what I mean? It's a little different. Mm-hmm. So. But that stealing SIM card shit, that's some bitch-ass shit. That's not even insecurity. That's bitch-ass
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, when you told me that, I was thinking it was some random on the internet that hacked your accounts and was just sending, like, advertisements and shit to people.
And I had to buy a new watch because they took my Samsung watch at the same time.
What?
Yeah, if they could find more stuff.
So why would you say he was like that? Without prying too much into your situation, why do you think he was like that? Do you think he's been hurt in the past?
No, he's a bitch-ass nigga. That's what.
Besides that, was he hurt in the past or was he the villain?
He was the villain. And I dealt with a lot. I tolerated a lot during their relationship. And I just feel like he thought I was doing what he did, like as a payback type thing.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
But I really don't have the time and the energy for that. Running a business, being a single mother of three, like
I'm being a friend, right. Being a sister.
So trying to have a social life, trying to eat healthy, trying to work out. My son is applying to colleges. My twins are looking for new middle school. Like,
they try to tell you who you can and can't be friends with.
Yeah. There was a time
they
want to
know how you know this person.
He went on my timeline from 2010 on Facebook and said that Mark and I had something, and he hopes his wife knows because of the jokes we used to make.
And then, like,
from 2010 on my timeline, I'm like, okay.
Like, why would you go? How do you have that much time?
Yo. To scroll through someone's timeline,
years,
and like, read their comments under pictures. It was to the point that I made all my albums private for me, so nobody could see my pictures. It was crazy.
Yeah, insecurity is a bitch. I'm sorry. It's like
it is.
Like
so. Now that you say that, like that's your. That's your deal breaker. Like it is for me to an extent. It depends on the type of insecurity the person has. Like if they can acknowledge it and speak about it and want to work on it, that's one thing. But if you're going to be pointing fingers all day long, I can't.
And see, that's the thing I don't really like. If I haven't always been like the best model boyfriend. All right, we've all like
yeah. I'm not saying I was an angel.
Like we. Throughout our lives, we've all taken, opportunities to do stuff we weren't supposed to be doing or whether it be like something small or something really big you want to take to the grave with you or whatever, right? But like, and I've been saying this for like at least 5 years now, like I'm good. Like, I don't have any time for anything. Like, all the extra shit, all the... I don't have time to cheat. I don't have time to entertain other women. I don't have the energy to deal with multiple women. I work mad hours. I'm tired. This is my first day off. I'm tired.
And what
like,
about
I still, tired? Like, I had to motivate myself to get up, to work out, to eat a healthy breakfast, to figure out what my errands are for today. That's why I was a little late today. And just figure out what I'm going to do for the next 2 days that I have off. Like, that's how it is day in, day out.
Yep.
And if I have, if I'm in a relationship, I then have to balance that mm-hmm. to make sure I'm spending, I'm allocating enough time for me and her. And that's how it's been for the past few years. I already know where there's a will, there's a way. I'm sure there's guys who work just as much, if not more than me. Actually, I do know a few guys who work more than me who are still on that, you know, multiple women life shit. Like, I don't know how they do it. I don't have the energy for
that's
it.
That's tiring. It's draining.
I'm burnt out. Yeah, I'm one of those exhausting. Guys who's like, I've been there. I've done that. I've been with. I've had enough experience to where I don't deal with temptation as much as other guys do. I filled my cup for the most part. So...
He said, my cup run is over.
Yeah, like, I filled my cup for the most part.
Do I do damn, look at him pity!
Of course I do. Everybody does. But I have a threshold where I'm like, okay, well, that was nice, but I have no interest in pursuing anything with this person if I already have somebody. Yeah. You know, whether the situation's great or not so great. If I'm with somebody, then I'm with that person. And just to have that mindset where you know you're doing the right thing and they keep pointing the finger or they'll ask you questions that come off accusatory, that come off like you're being interrogated or something like that.
I've done that dumb shit.
It's not only
offensive. Like, excuse me. Looking back at the way the things that I used to say, I was like, God, how the fuck did she stay with me as long as she did? Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? It's real dickhead behavior. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And I've spoken to other people who've dealt with similar situations where their boyfriend or girlfriend was cheating, and whenever they tried to confront them about the issue and iron things out, that cheating boyfriend and girlfriend would be real accusatory, real like defensive, deflecting all the time and all this other stuff. Like it's really toxic behavior. And if you want to live as long as you possibly can and just live your best life, you can't have that in your life.
You can't.
Figure your shit out. Nobody's perfect. Nobody's perfect. I'm sure all three of us in this room have things that we don't speak about to other people because we're either embarrassed by it or it's just a little deep dark secret that we just don't want to share because there's no need for it.
Yeah.
If it's something that bothers you that much to your very, like, if it bothers you that much, seek help. Or be able to communicate that with your partner so that they know what they're getting themselves into. So they don't wake up finding out that you went through their phone and
stole their SIM card.
And a lot of times when somebody goes through your phone, they're always going to find something. Even if they don't find what they thought they were gonna find, they're still gonna find something as a consolation prize.
Yep.
Like, yeah. Or, you know, it could be something that might come off a little suspicious, and it can go either way depending on how much you trust your partner.
Yeah.
But you're always going to find something in your partner's phone that you're not going to like.
One of the guys I used to work with, my manager told one of the supervisors, keep the camera on him and find something to fire him for.
That's crazy.
Dude sucked. But, like, it was fucked up. And the next day, one of my friends, Jeff, not Jeff, we know, mm-hmm. He was saying, he told the supervisor, he goes, that was fucked up. because he said he told him and the manager, he goes, that was fucked up. Because he goes, if you put the camera on anybody for 8 hours, you'll find something to fire them for.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, if you're looking for something, even like you said, even if something's not there, you can take a molehill and turn that shit into a mountain.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
You can find that your significant other is liking a particular guy's picks a little more than you're comfortable with.
Look, man.
And
look,
and get on there.
Moran knows about my Ryan Reynolds obsession. Why do you got to keep bringing it up? Hey,
I'm not talking about that. I'm just saying in general, just an example. Like, you can always find shit. But why go into a relationship if you can't trust?
Well, I also think a lot of insecurities, and something me and Amanda have spoken to recently, like one of the issues I'm dealing with, forgiving yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like that's a difficult thing, and when you can't really forgive yourself, that can spiral into an insecurity.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I mean? So it's unfortunate that sometimes it's projected outwards. Like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can honestly admit that I'm jealous of you. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you've got your shit together. You've been saving for a while. Like, you're invested in the stock market.
I said I don't save anymore.
Well, you were. Like,
I just invest. I don't save. Like, I haven't saved a dime in years because I invest.
Yeah, like, but like, you're like, there are things about your life that I wish I would have done. Like, you mm-hmm. know what I mean? I'm not envious. Like, I would never do anything to sabotage the shit you got. But I can admit that I'm jealous. Like, you know what I mean? But I think that admitting that helps our relationship. Like, you know what I mean? I'm not like sitting going through Greg's Instagram going, fuck this nigga. Like, angrily going through stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's gone from jealousy to admiration. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you put in 16-hour days at a job that's not the most, not the easiest, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I admire that. I admire Amanda here. She's running her own fucking business. Like, you know what I mean? In a position where it's a
2-year anniversary Thursday.
The what?
My 2-year anniversary Thursday.
Oh, shit.
Just to drop that in there.
Oh, I thought I had a drop for that, but I
didn't.
That's
okay. Continue.
But yeah, so like that's like, you know what I mean? But I think that's, there's a difference. Like, I think it's okay to be jealous, but not envious. Like, you know what I mean? When you can admit someone's doing something that you wish you could have done.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I mean?
But that should motivate you then to get up and do what you should be doing.
It did. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I remember like talking, like, again, Maria's like, we gotta save. So I started saving. Then looking at our savings, I'm like, God damn, I wish I was doing this shit a long time ago, like Greg said. Or like
when I told you about getting a 401k and you did it like 11 years later. I was like, Mark, you get a 401k yet?
I did 2 years later.
Same thing.
But
you were at the job for like forever, though, before you did it.
Yeah, you probably could have rolled over. See? I'm sorry. Than you did.
Yeah. I actually have a lot of money in my 401k now.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean?
But you did it when I told you. That's that stubbornness.
Yeah, I just got life insurance. I got this so
good. Life insurance is a big one. I've been telling a lot of my friends, like, yo, y'all need to get life insurance. We don't know the next day. Especially my friends with kids.
I've been watching videos about life insurance, reading up about life insurance and stuff. And I remember watching this video about this guy. He's like a celebrity. And he was talking about how it's crazy because growing up, the people he admired who was making money and, you know, made a name for themselves and everything, years later, they're elderly, they're messed up, the money, what it used to be, they're coming to him for, you know, money for prescription medicine, medical bills, stuff like that. And some people have went on to pass away and their family's asking him for help. It's so crazy when people pass away and nobody has money for a funeral or, you know, to bury someone or whatever. Like, what were you doing? You know, it's...
They were living it up.
Well, I lose my grandmother as a prime example. When she retired, she had a good amount of, like, bills and stuff like that. So that wouldn't get passed on to her children, she paid them all off. So it's just like, she still has money coming in. And she's good financially, but she also has me, Maria, and my aunt to pick up the slack. So, and like, but she lived a life, like, you know what I mean? But not only did she live the life, she took care of shit, she took care of me. She's part of the reason that I am who I am. You know what I mean? Like, my loud mouth and, like, don't give a fuck ways comes from her. But she went on vacations, made me want to go on vacation. So, like, now that, like, she's done that, I kind of look at it as, like, as an honor to, like, when she's, like, when she can come to me for help or stuff like that. I feel honored by the fact that, like, I get to give back. You know what I mean? So I can understand it, like, when you look at it. But my grandma lived it up. She worked two fucking jobs. Like, she'd get up, go to work, leave that job, have an hour and a half to get to the other job, and eat in between that, work the other job until 11:30. Go home, get home by, like, midnight, 1 o'clock, just to get up and do it all over again. Like, sounds, you know what great. I mean? So, like, you know what I mean? I think, but I also kind of see the point you're coming from, Greg, when you watch these people. It's like, yeah, you're doing all this. It's like, yeah, but are you planning for... Like,
I had this conversation with my kids the other day. Like, the same stuff.
I mean, you're always, like, you always talk to your kids about that shit. Like,
I do.
Like, I remember you talking to Amir and Amina about that when they were five. I'm like, man, they're five. But then, like, I see the result.
You got to embed it early.
I agree.
We were going to the hair store one day. And the one on American Legion, and this family came out with bags and bags of sneakers from Expressions. So my son was like, "Dad, look at the drip." I'm like, "What drip?" He's like, "All those sneakers, they're coming out the store." I'm like, "All right, you're on the outside looking in, but do you know if these people are renting or buying? Do you know if these people have any money in their savings account?" I said, "How you know if their mattress ain't on the floor? Like, do they got a passport? Have they ever left the state or the country? Like, you're looking at the little things."
Some people have never left the city.
I know. So, like, I'm trying to open his mind to different things. And I explained to him, so I'm not trying to, like, say that because they don't have the things that were better or any of that stuff. However, you're looking at these people coming out of the store with sneakers, but they're really not doing anything with their lives.
Yeah.
They're just buying sneakers.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It is. It's like... Do they even have food in their fridge right now? Like, where are their priorities set up at? I said, now, if you sit down and you think about it, you guys are going on 12. How many countries have you been to compared to your friends who got all the Jordans?
I've been to two, and I'm pretty sure your kids have been to more than I have.
So I'm like, let's, you know what I mean? Let's balance this out here. Yeah, they might be dripping. My son told me I have no drip. I said, I have no drip, but I'm about to be a homeowner. I have my own business. Your friend's parents are working for other people. Not saying there's anything wrong with that. However, I might not have no drip, but I'm chilling.
Well, the word drip is kind of funny to me in general because
that's,
it's like
a new generation.
No, I mean, but it's like you're a business owner. That's real drip. You know
right.
what I mean?
So I'm trying to talk to an 11-year-old and open up his mind. It may not make sense to him now. And I tell my kids this all the time. What I'm trying to teach you guys may not make sense to you now, but when I'm dead and gone, y'all going to be like, remember when mommy used to say X, Y, and Z? It makes sense now.
Yeah. 100%. Like, you know what I mean? I think we had this conversation where we were talking about, a person who will remain nameless, and you were lamenting about stuff, and I was like, they'll recognize when they're older.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
The other day, me and Amari, we had a movie date, and this is my oldest. He's 17. He'll be 18 in July.
Odin's right.
And he's like, a hot dog is $7? I was like, yeah. He's like, why is the movie so expensive? He's like, yo, a box of candy is $5, almost $6. I was like, yeah. Because he was going to buy the snacks. And I was like, baby, I got it. Don't worry about it. He was like, why is this stuff so much money? I was like, you see? He was like, we could have went to Dollar Tree and got snacks and brought it in. I was like, you're right. You're right. We could have. So it's just that's a little weird. Stuff like that. He gets it.
Yeah.
He gets it.
But I think he also gets it because, like again, you've raised him to be that way.
I did.
Like, you know what I mean? So he knows that, like, so, like, if he wanted the drip, like, you know what I mean? It's just like, oh, well, $7, that ain't nothing.
Right. He's so, like, but he looks at where he's spending his money, and I'd be like, yes, that's my baby. He's not the typical 17-year-old that's just spending. Like, I told him, you want your car? You save, and whatever you save, I'll match it. He's like, okay. Same thing when he has to go school shopping. You're working. So you work, you save your money, whatever you save for school shopping, I'll match it. And that's how we've been doing it since he was 14. You got to teach him responsibilities.
Yeah.
That's good.
Did your mom and dad teach you any, like, saving things like that? Or just
no.
Something?
All my mother used to say was, put something aside for a rainy day. She didn't say a hurricane, the tsunami was going to come and blow my ass away. That stuff never made sense to me as a kid, but I get it now.
Some people some people get it and some people don't. Yeah, some people are going to listen, some people aren't going to care.
They spoke in parables. I don't know what the hell she was talking about.
To me, it's almost like people's addiction with, you know, let me not say addiction, but you know how people love to eat what's bad for them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They know it's bad for them, but they're still going to eat it because it tastes so good.
Dog, I'm right here.
It's the same... It's the same thing with people and their finances. They know what they should be doing with their finances.
Yes.
But they're still going to ignore it.
Mm-hmm.
In my line of work, I meet people from different walks of life all the time. And I've lost count of how many times I've entered somebody's home. As I'm walking, so before I walk into someone's home, I might notice their car. And they'll have a nice car sitting outside the house. But you walk in the home, there's no furniture.
See?
Yeah.
There's like 3 or 4 kids living there. No furniture in like the foyer. There's no furniture in the living room. There's like a table in the kitchen. You go into mom's room, it's straight. It's bedroom set, big screen TV and everything, kids' room, a couple things, but... You can skate around their house. If they put ice on the floor, you can skate around their house and not hit anything because there's no furniture. I've come across women who are on Instagram modeling designer clothing, accessories, and all this other stuff, and been to their house and no furniture. Yeah. Like nothing, like... It's all a facade.
It is.
And people are so caught up in looking like they had that quote unquote trip. And they really don't. Nope. They really don't. It's all a front to just look like you're doing well for yourself. But really doing well for yourself is just living your best life and knowing that if something goes wrong, you have the money to cover it.
Yeah. And it's funny, people used to, like, I used to get clowned for not having, they're like, oh, you ain't got no car. I'm like, yeah, but you live with your mother.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm living on my own. They was like, oh, yeah, but you're
not. Car is an expense. People so, make it look like you have to have a car to be doing something. Yeah. Do you know, having a car is like a child.
And someone said to me, it was like, oh, your mattress is on the floor. Still got more pussy than you do.
Yeah, Abby.
I am. But it was just one of those things where it's like, from the outside, like, someone could, like, clown, like, well, you're not driving. I'm like, yeah, I got my own place, though. Like, oh, you're taking the tea. I'm like, yeah, but I get the tea to and from where I'm going. I'm making a good amount of money, and I go home. My wife doesn't give a shit. Fuck you telling me for? Like, you know what I mean? Like, all this, like you said, like, a lot of stuff.
A lot of people have a car and still have to take the tea because of where they work.
Yeah, that's the other thing. It's so, like, people tell me, like, I'll see people in my old building who take the tea to and from, and they're like, it just doesn't make any sense for them to pay $500 a month for parking.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Like, you know what I mean? They're like, fuck that. I'll just go to Forest Hills. Like, they'll drive to Forest Hills and take the train in town because it's like, okay, I could pay 30 to 100 bucks a month for this and then just take the T in. But it's like, that's all fine and well. But like, excuse me, but it's like a lot of these people, same people, they own their own houses. They still go on vacation. Their kids are fine. Mm-hmm. Their spouses are fine. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I've seen people who've had, like, multiple kids, and they're, like, and they're happy. And for them, they don't really care about vacations. They're more happy. Like Fletcher.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he loves his kids. Like, he has 5, I think, now. Yeah. It's 5 kids.
Mm-hmm. You need a babysitter?
Huh?
Nothing.
Fletcher, holla at her.
I feel the synergy here.
Fletcher, holla at her. So, but the funny thing about it was, listening to him talk about his kids and his family, like, it sounded like the most rewarding thing he could ever do. Like, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So the vacations don't really mean much to him.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, seeing his son do well in school, or his mm-hmm. daughter progressing and growing and things like that, mm-hmm. to him, that's the most amazing thing you can do. Like, Amanda has a good balance of that. Like, you know, going on vacation and, like, staying the time and, like, not having a drip to, like, you know what I mean? But it's like, fuck it. But you still, like you said, how many countries have you been to in the last 2 years?
Me or me and the kids?
You and the kids.
Um,
exactly. You have to think about it. You know what I mean?
Traveling is my thing. Like, if somebody would be like, well, you got to pay $1 million for this, I'm going to do what I got to do to get that $1 million trip. Yeah. I don't know. Everybody has their thing. Some people are electronics, some people clothes. Mine is trips. That's like my recharge.
Yeah. Like, for, like, I've had this conversation with, like, people. They go, like, mom, my wife will go, you know, you can buy stuff. I'm like, I don't want anything. I buy comic books. Like,
yeah, that's your thing. That's my thing. Comic books.
And it's also tax deductible because I have a writing job. But, like, you know what I mean? So it's like, I have stuff like that. Like, we go on trips. Like, I've been to Hawaii. Some people will never go there.
I was supposed to go this year to see one of my neighbors, but when I saw the tickets, I was like,
yeah, it was totally worth it. Like,
maybe next year.
Like, yeah, like, my wife's been to DR with her friends. Like, Greg's been to DR.
I don't want to go to DR.
What's wrong with DR?
I don't know. I'm kind of, nothing's wrong with it. I just, there's nothing that jumps out to me about it. I don't know why.
It's just a Caribbean location.
I know. And like, so it's probably like the other ones. It's just probably last on my list of places to go.
Like, for me, it was different. Like, I didn't start doing excursions until we went to Mexico. And then I started having, like, real fun. And then, like, we used to, like, obviously, it's like, I'm in the States in some places, I'll go. But I was just kind of leery about going out of the resort on DR. Because, one, I'm not from there. So I don't want to, like, say anything that's wrong and then, like, completely offend somebody and end up on a... on
a milk carton?
Yeah. And I'm black, so it won't be any milk cartons for me. But, so yeah, so like, but we, like, when we went to Hawaii, like, that was fucking great. Like, we saved the money. We're just paying it off. But, like, those memories are going to last forever. Right. So that's what we do. We like to travel. We won't be able to do it for the next couple of years, but we will. We went to California last year. Fucking phenomenal. Got to see, Maria got to officiate her best friend's wedding. You know what I mean? So, like, that was worth the money to spend and things like that. Like, shit, my wedding. And just, like, seeing all my friends, like, happy, for me, that was one of my favorite things about it. Like, I have pictures with you. And one of my favorite things with Greg during the wedding was he got to be the first person to eat a cupcake, and the look on his face as it lit up. I was like, Greg, you can go first.
Yeah, I was waiting for that.
He kept going, no, you can't have any cupcakes yet. But yeah, it's like, you know, sometimes the little things in life, like I said, everyone has their vices. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, what is your vice, Greg? You don't really seem to like...
I think Greg is electronics.
Yeah, I'm a tech guy.
Yeah,
but
see?
You would think that since I'm a tech guy, I have all the alts. I'm freaking Tony Stark or some shit. I'm not. I have a few nice techie things, but I don't go overboard with it. I like Best Buy. Best Buy is like Disney World to me. Like, there's just so much that I like to look at and play with and stuff. But because I'm a modest person, I don't just go in there and just freaking drop $1,000 or anything like that. But, yeah, I like tech. I do like to travel, but I hate flying.
Oh, me
so
too.
I can only do it in doses. And I'm slowly getting out of the mindset of I can only do like 4 or 5 hours and that's it.
I'm slowly
getting to the realization that there's places outside of the Caribbean.
I'm slowly getting there too.
Like, I just walked out. I just walked out. Like, you can get to London in like 5 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, London's only 5 hours.
When I went to Nigeria last year, that plane ride was a bitch.
I forgot you went there. Oh my goodness.
All right.
Again, another place, like, that's a place that people would love to go to that they may never get to. Like, you've gone to places like that. You know what I mean? That's, like, that's dope to me.
Yeah.
Like, I remember you, like, being excited the first time you got to go to the Trinidad, the Carnival of Trinidad.
Oh, that was the best.
You know what I mean? So that's like, for me, that's fucking cool. Like, you know what I mean? Like, but again, like, it's, I don't know. Like, I love shit like that. But let me tell you.
You gotta get back to the docket.
Oh.
But I don't, one day I want to go to like Bora Bora or something.
Me too.
But,
oh, where do I know that? Where's Bora Bora?
If you want to, it's like French Polynesia. That
oh, area. Yes.
You, for that trip, you better put aside like a day and a half getting there.
Yeah.
I think the most practical thing to do is to like plan a location before you get there.
Mm-hmm.
Like on the way over there, stay in this country for like a day or two. And then when you're done doing what you need to do, you already have another trip planned from that country to French Polynesia.
Yeah. I know when Valkyrie finishes school, like, we're going to take, like, a big trip. Yeah. And I think we might go to like Italy or something like that, or she wants to do like a European trip. Like we,
I'm gonna go. I don't have to be with you guys, but I want to go.
Yeah, like with one thing that we there are certain people we won't vacation with because it's like if like there's been times when me and my wife will be like, "Oh, like, oh, we're gonna do this. Oh, we're gonna stay in hotel. All right, bye." We just leave.
All right, brokey.
Stupid. Oh, have you ever been on a trip with someone who? And they always end up having to ask for a loan. Or they always do something. Or they always have some shit with them. Where yes. They're always the last one to be ready.
Yes.
We all made plans.
When we get off the air, I'm going to tell y'all a story.
Because, Greg, you remember, you've gone on a few trips
with me. I've gone on, yeah.
Yeah, we kind of, like, it's funny.
We're good.
Yeah.
But I remember planning one trip. And I was going to have, like, a relative come with us. But because I knew his track record, I was like, yo, you can roll with us. I don't have a problem with that. But I'm going to let you know right now, because I knew he didn't have money like that. You're going to need X amount of dollars.
Yeah.
Starting. That's a starting amount. You need X amount of dollars to be able to do everything that we do.
Yeah.
He's like, all right, cool, yeah, da-da-da. Never heard from him again. And you know what? I don't mean to laugh, but you know what? It's good that I had that conversation because he probably would have came and then would have ruined the morale of the trip. Because you don't want to be that person who doesn't have any money on a trip. Why'd you come if you don't have any money?
So the first time I went to Hawaii with Lavelle, that happened to me.
Yeah.
We both ran out of money.
Mm-hmm.
And so, thankfully, he got a loan from somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But after that, mm-hmm. I was like, never again. I will never go anywhere and be a burden to somebody else. Ever again. Fuck that noise. Like, it was just... And the one other thing about vacations and stuff like that, and we had this conversation off the air, but, like, being able just to be like, yeah, I'm staying in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From my co-location. Yeah.
And I remember every time me and Maria go on vacation, if it's during the NBA season, I take one day to myself and I just stay in. I don't do anything.
I have a chill day on all my vacations. I don't care where I go. But my sole location is just going to be like, if I want to get up, I'll get up. If I don't, I don't.
Yeah. And so we went to, it was in Disney. And they went to go, it was like late night. It was like the Knicks were playing. It was like the first NBA game I got to watch all year. And I was like, all right, have fun. And then Maria's like, all right, I'll see you later. And then one of the guys was like, wait, what? She goes, he's like, what, Mark's not coming? She's like, no. That was an option? She goes, yeah, we don't need to be up each other's assholes the whole time. There are certain things that we want to do together. But if she wants, for example, we went to California, went to the San Diego Zoo. We went on the gondola from one end of the park to the other one. I don't do heights. I don't do heights well at all. Especially with that rickety fucking thing with the wind and all that. Like, I'm hugged up on the pole, head down. She's like, look. I'm like, no. She's like, look up. I'm like, no. I'm not looking. I'm good. And then it stopped and shook. I went, But you know what I mean? But I did that for her because it was something she wanted to do. You know what I mean? So you kind of fucking, you just get over it. You know what I mean? But also I hate the people when it's like, we have to do this together. I'm like, all right, cool. But there's going to be some things that I want to do on my own or some shit that I just don't want to fucking do. You know what I mean? So it's shit like that, man. But but to your point, Greg, know who you're going on vacation with.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? When we went to Vegas, we had a fucking blast.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? There were certain things we didn't get to do. Because we were still kind of young and trying to figure everything out, but we still had a great time. When we went to New York, we didn't have a lot of money, but we made that shit work. We had a fucking blast. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because we all knew each other. We all knew the expectations and things like that. And
we all shared a hotel room.
Yeah. Two people on the bed. One person. It was like bed floor.
Yeah. Hey, we make it work.
Yeah, man.
You know, but I'm trying to plan a trip for my winter vacation this year.
Nice.
I'm not sure where I'm going yet. Definitely, it's going to be in the Caribbean, but it's going to be a bit farther out than what I'm used to going in the Caribbean.
Breaking comfort zone a little bit?
Yeah, trying to, you know, put some new stamps in my passport. But I am going to try to do it, you know, because it's been a while since I had, like, a vacation.
So yeah.
I'm going to see some new places, do a couple of things. I'm still going to chill like a motherfucker, though, because I'm not that guy who goes on a trip and has to do 2 or 3 excursions a day. I might do, like, 2 excursions and then just chill the entire trip.
Yeah,
that's my solo location.
Like, just being able to, like, sit out and, like, because I read. So, like, mm-hmm. being able to sit out somewhere, like, with the sun or, like, just, like, the sound of the ocean or just the sound of the fucking air conditioner in your own room and just sit and read.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, and I don't mind going on vacation by myself. I've been on vacation. I've been in the Caribbean and places like that by myself a few times.
Yeah.
So, I don't even have any reservations about that. It's just, I just want to make sure I want to make sure I don't choose the wrong location. Because there's some locations where it's best for, you know, for families to go to, and then places for, like, young people to go to, and place for, like, older people to go to, and place for single people to go to, yeah. stuff like that. I just want to make sure I find a place that's just fun, you know?
Yeah.
I dig that. Or relaxing.
Coming up towards the end of the show, but we got another 5 minutes before I gotta shut it down. Try not to go too far over an hour anymore. Talked about this briefly with Manda a couple days ago, and I think Greg might have seen this as well. The conversation when someone goes, "All men suck" or "All women suck."
Mm-hmm.
Can we quit that?
So I don't think all women or men suck. I feel like people just have their sucky ways.
Yes.
I did have a moment where I was like, fuck all men. They all suck, bastards. But then I was like, yeah, that's not true, because I know some dope-ass men that are out there that aren't doing the fuckboy shit. And so I had to, you know, retract that statement. So no, all men don't suck. There are trash men, there are trash women. So there's just trashy people out there. I don't break it down to just specifically it being all men suck or all women suck. It's just, I feel like the trashy people are outnumbering the good people.
Yeah. You know what I think it is? It's selfishness that I've noticed. I don't know if you deal with this. Well, you obviously do. But, like, I've noticed that people aren't necessarily idiots. They're selfish.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They're, like, selfish and they're cowards.
Yeah. Well, so I found this. I sent this to you, actually.
Humans, for the most part, don't have a clue. They don't want one or need one either. They're happy. They think they have a good bead on things.
Well, why the big secret? People are smart. They can handle it.
The person is smart. People are dumb, panicky, dangerous animals, and you know it.
It's 100% true. People are fucking trash. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, I've got my trashy ways, and sometimes I do selfish things. Like, you know what I mean? But I think we all do. Yeah, but I think the difference is, like, doing something, recognizing it, and then not doing it again. Like, I watch people on the road, and I'm like, yeah, this is why I don't have my license, because y'all motherfuckers are crazy. Like, watching someone, like, specifically cut somebody off, like, if they're on the Jamaica Way. Mm-hmm. For people who don't know the Jamaica Way, it's got a bunch of twists and turns.
Yeah, that's not smart.
Yeah, and if you don't know where you're going, you should probably hang on to the right. So hang on the right, the way Maria explains it, because if you don't know, it's easy to get into an accident on there if you're not paying attention.
Easy.
And you'll watch someone go from the far left lane and then speed up and then cut over immediately, like, yo, you're going to kill somebody doing that shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We were on the way to my old gig, and someone was in the far left lane, and me and Valkyrie on the right. So we're, you know, light turns green, turn it right. This person sped up and then cut her off, like, almost knocked us off the fucking road, because they were in such a rush. But it was late at night. This person literally could have waited 3 seconds and then just gone behind us. But it's like this, it's the stupidity and the ignorance and stuff. And they're like watching people on their phones on the crosswalk and then get mad when they're like, do you see me? Yeah. Like, do you see me walking? Motherfucker, do you realize you're on a busy intersection on your phone? Like, that, I don't think people realize that crosswalk shit doesn't necessarily work in the way they think it does. You know what I mean?
It should, but it doesn't.
People are fucking selfish assholes. I'm trying not to use the C word anymore. I almost did. I don't know, man. Like, whenever I hear someone go, all men are trash, I'm like, no. All women are trash. No. And then it's funny. Then, like, I love the people who will go, I had one bet. One. bad relationship. All men suck. I'm like, all right. Was it all him? Was right. it all I her?
Think, so for me, I think people just also don't accept some of the things that they put into whichever relationship to make it trashy. Also, mm-hmm. like everybody plays a part.
Yeah, that's true.
Their every action has a reaction. Not to say that just because you reacted in the wrong way that it made it right, but not everybody can think logically when they're upset.
Yes.
So every action has a reaction. So I'm pretty sure that if you had a trash relationship, you had a part of the trash behavior as well.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, oftentimes there's a dominant aggressor.
Yeah.
But if you stuck around, then you entertained it. And exactly. the only way to entertain it is by kind of stooping down to their level sometimes.
Yep. And that's when the whole, when it's done, you forgiving yourself and all of that. Because I told, you know, some people know what happened and they're like, yo, why did you tolerate that? So now I'm going through the whole forgiving myself, dealing with the foolishness and entertaining it because I could have left.
Yeah. So what's the other one on the docket? The regrets?
I think, we kind of touched on it a bit. Like, how do you deal with like, regrets in relationships or just like life in general? Like how something...
I try to find the lesson in it so that you can learn from it and grow instead of beating yourself up about it. Because I feel like if you continuously beat yourself up about your mistakes, you're just going to make yourself depressed and sad. And I like being happy. So
yeah,
you got to find a lesson in it. All right. Yep. This was wrong. What did I learn from it? There was a positive and there's a negative. Deal with the negative. And I said, okay, what did I get out of that negative part? How do I, if that happens again in the future, because things can happen again, what am I going to do differently?
You got anything, Justin Gray?
I'm pretty much in the same boat as Amanda.
Cop out.
I'm just saying. hey, if we can relate, we can relate.
Yeah, we're on the same page. Like,
I mean,
you just got to find them.
I'm just, all right, so... I've had good relationships. I've had a bad relationship. Mm-hmm. You know, I've learned from that relationship. Going into it, there were things that I didn't know about myself that I know now. Mm-hmm. I have deal breakers that I didn't have before. And, you know, I'm just happy I was able to, you know, finally, like, I'm still in the process of getting past it, but...
Yeah.
As long as I can wake up every morning and know I don't have, like, I didn't suffer any, like, ridiculous consequences from entertaining it for as long as I did. And, you know, I'm healthy. I don't have, like, any court orders or anything or, you know, like, I'm still somewhat whole, you know, and can I say I have, like, regrets? When I think back, when I think about things I might regret, I think about, like, my reaction to certain stuff. Like, when this person did this, and I reacted
like this.
In a way that was unbecoming of the kind of person I am, that's what I regret.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I remember times where I got so upset about something, I called her out her name. You know what
really?
I mean? Yeah, I remember speaking to, just being so upset that I was speaking in a way to a woman that I've never spoken to a woman before.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I regret that. You know, there's times where just little stuff happened, and because it became a trigger for me, I overreacted, or I reacted in a way that, you know, just wasn't that necessary.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And when I think back, those are the things I regret.
Yeah.
But, like, the whole relationship, not really, because, like, there were a lot of good times. There were a lot of relaxing times. There was a lot of times where I felt like, you know what, this ain't perfect, but, you know, I'm still in this. I still really, really care for this person and whatnot. And that's it. And that's what nostalgia does to you. It's very tricky. And I'm trying to remind myself of this all the time. When you think back to relationships that weren't good or were good or whatever, but they're in the past, a lot of times your mind will trick you into only thinking about the good. You're going to think about how bomb the sets was, or this amazing trip you guys went on, or this amazing moment that you guys had, or some milestone that you guys, you know, met or whatever. Like, you'll think about all that stuff, but you'll forget about the really pivotal moments that really, like, brought the relationship down.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it just kind of, like, ruined your mood or your attitude and stuff. And that's a tricky thing. You know, that's what causes a lot of people constantly go back to mm-hmm. situations that don't work. It's the sunken cost theory. It's a fallacy where people, because people have invested so much into something,
yeah,
they have so much faith in it, they've invested so much money in it, they invested so much energy in it. It can be all three of those things, or one or two of those things. They have a hard time letting go.
Yeah.
And I've heard of people who've been together off and on for like 20 years. Like, that's damn near a lifetime.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, you're missing out on having children. You're missing out on marriage. You're missing out on, like, a nice, long, healthy relationship. You're missing out on plenty of good times by constantly going back to a relationship that you and your partner know does not work. But because you guys are so invested in making it work, even though you guys don't fit, years go by and time is wasted.
You know, can't get back.
Exactly. So, like, it's like when you start a business, you invest so much time, money, and energy into it, and it's not working. But they tell you when it's not working, there's ups and downs in business. Oh. You got to keep going with it. Keep going with it. Keep going with it.
Yeah.
But there has to be a threshold at some point where you're like, you know what? It's been this many years. It's still not working. At some point, you got to know when to throw in the towel.
Yep.
Yeah.
Towel. And, you know, it's just... So bottom line, do I have regrets? Yes. And it's my regrets are in the form of what I just explained, where, you know, I regret how I reacted to certain things. I probably should have been more sensitive, more... there's times where I could have been more accountable as well. But everything else... There were a lot of good times, so I don't regret that relationship or any other relationship, because it's not like my last relationship was the only one that wasn't good. There was relationships before that wasn't all that great neither, but I don't regret any of them.
Well, I think a lot of that comes with maturity, though.
Yeah,
I sometimes feel that we don't. I don't think there's anything bad. I don't think there's anything wrong with looking at the bad things that may have happened in a relationship,
mm-hmm.
because it kind of shapes and molds you and makes you the person that you are. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like you've grown from your last relationship and the one before that and the one before that, and not even just romantically, like just from things like you do with like your friends and mm-hmm. families and things like that. But since we're talking about a romantic thing, like I've learned that sometimes even when you know you are 1,000% right, sometimes you still have to apologize. Like, you know what I mean? Because not even just in like, and not even just like, oh, I'm sorry, but like sincerely do something, because you don't know how this person may feel. Like, you know what I mean? And just because, like, there's been a lot of times, like, shit, recently over the weekend, me and Maria got into a spat. Like, you know what I mean? And I thought I was 1,000% right. But at the end of the day, it's like, all right, you may think you're 1,000% right, but do you actually know that? I didn't. So I apologize, because realistically, I don't know what the fuck, I'm hearing everything she's saying, but am I really listening to it? You know what I mean? Because again, being stubborn, I'm the god of stubborn, that's who I am. But it's like, so I had to take a step back, take some time, and I said to her, like, look, I'm sorry if I came off like an asshole. I'm sorry if I sound bitchy. Like, you know what I mean? Because what's the point of being angry and missing out on all these fucking good times because you're too stubborn to like recognize that maybe you're wrong here. You know what I mean?
So I ain't apologizing.
All right, man. This has been the Old Man Wade Show. This motherfucker, man.
I'm not. You're going to take this my bad, and you're going to go.
My bad.
Amanda, tell everyone where they can find you.
I don't know. I have to look it up. Didn't we just have this conversation?
Greg, you got anything to promote?
Get life insurance.
Damn it, Wade.